engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Now, yesterday we discussed verses 16 and 17. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءَ يَبْكُونَ. They came to their father at nightfall weeping. Why did they come at night? Well, either they reached at night or they intentionally came at night because they wanted to hide their facial expressions and camouflage their false tears. So they came crying. Now, they said to their father, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئِبُ. They said, O father, we went out racing each other and we left Yusuf by our belongings. So they said, look, we did not display any shortcomings in guarding him. We didn't allow him to roam around or anything of that sort. We tried to make sure that he was safe with our belongings. Where we kept our belongings, which we normally keep an eye on and which we keep safe, that's exactly where we left him. It was just momentarily that we looked this way or that way and bang. The wolf came out of nowhere and pounced on him and devoured him. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. But you will not believe what we say even if we are truthful. So they knew their father already had a reservation when they were asking for Yusuf alayhi salam to be sent with them. And I mentioned this yesterday as well. This is what people do sometimes. When they're lying, then they'll tell you, yeah, you don't trust us. Why don't you trust us? We know you don't believe me. I know you're not going to believe what I'm going to say. I know you don't think I'm talking the truth. That is an added camouflage many times, not all the time, to try and put the person on a guilt trip, to try and cover for their own deceit. Now, we move on to the next verse. Verse 18, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They brought his shirt with false blood on it. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. He said, never. Rather, it is your souls that have concocted a matter. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Now patience is better. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. And I ask Allah alone for help against what you are describing. Now, what they had done is they slaughtered some animal, a goat or any other animal, a buck, and they smeared the blood on the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam. And they came and they showed the father the false blood on the shirt. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They brought his shirt with false blood on it. Now, he told them that this is not the blood of Yusuf. Remember, later on, we hear in the story of Yaqub alayhi salam that when they brought the shirt from Egypt, after they met Yusuf alayhi salam and they realized who he was, immediately the father picked up the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. When Yusuf alayhi salam said, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِي يَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That take this cloth, take this shirt of mine, it will help to bring my father's sight back. And then, what did Yaqub alayhi salam say? إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُف. I'm getting the fragrance of Yusuf. Subhanallah. After so many years later. So he knew that this was not the blood of Yusuf alayhi salam. Secondly, he told them that this is something you have concocted. How did he know? Well, the shirt was not torn. It was not torn. Now you see, when you plot and plan and scheme, when your intentions are wrong, when your plots and schemes are nefarious, then you will slip up on a simple matter, and reflect that you are not truthful. So they had this whole thing planned out, how they were going to convince their father, how they were going to get Yusuf alayhi salam to also convince their father, what they would do, how they would explain it. But they made this one simple mistake, that, you know, if a wolf devours someone, the shirt will be torn. This shirt was intact. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. This is something you have concocted. No wolf ate Yusuf. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Now patience is better. the question may come to our minds. And the question did come to my mind, you know, previously, when I would deliberate over the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that why didn't Yaqub alayhi salam then make an effort to look for Yusuf alayhi salam? Well, firstly, you know, it's not so easy like in these days. You put out an alert on WhatsApp and everybody knows, and you put out a picture and everyone is looking for the person. However, that said, it could still have been that, you know, he should have made some effort, go out, look for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, see what the situation is. But there's an interesting point which Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi has brought, which Allama Shabir Rahmat Uthmani rahimahullah mentions in his magnum opus, the Tafsir Uthmani. And that is that if Yaqub alayhi salam went out searching for Yusuf alayhi salam, then the entire public would have known that he doesn't trust his own sons. He doesn't trust his own sons. And that would have put the entire house of Yaqub alayhi salam into disrepute. Secondly, he then realized he was old. He was growing weak physically. If these boys, his own sons, could make his son disappear, then there's always a possibility that they could harm him. So therefore, he found himself without not too many options. And he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Now patience is better. And he also had that reassurance that Yusuf alayhi salam was destined for great things. The dream that was seen, the qualities that he saw. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. Allah alone for help do I ask against what you are describing. We'll leave it there for today and continue tomorrow. Inshallah, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take the necessary lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam.